Hello, women of power and spirit. I'm excited about our topic today, as this month we're really taking a look at those small shifts that make big changes. And the smallest shifts are often the shifts we make in our perspectives. So today we're going to explore a prescription I wrote on January 12, 2017. It goes like this. Being positive means, in the face of difficulty, you put your trust in love. Many of us have come out of spiritual traditions or have been surrounded by a social consciousness that suggests you are rewarded when you do things right or well, and you are punished if you do something wrong or harmful. That perspective of life has tremendous limits when you're engaged in your acts of creation, and we'll talk about how. We tend to assume in our spiritual development that if we are doing things right, everything will go well. If we are doing things wrong, God, the universe, life is going to slap us or not grant us what we want. Sometimes, unconsciously, we are turning the universe or the divine into our punisher and rewarder, which makes it very difficult to remain positive about life, especially when you need to. You see, with our current social construct, when things aren't working, the assumption is either the universe or God or you or someone must be doing something wrong and is to blame. When you've been being positive as much as you can, but you aren't seeing the results you want in the time you had designated or in the way you wanted them to happen, your positive thoughts start slipping away. Before you know it, you feel ready to give up, and someone is responsible and needs to do something about it, or else. And you know where it goes from here, right? The or else is someone should be punished or at the very least on the softer side, corrected, fixed, because something is broken. All right, so how does this play out spiritually? You know what it looks like. You're angry because it's not happening and you raise your fist to God or the universe, or you become depressed in your feelings of abandonment. God must be abandoning me. Or you feel like you have abandoned you, right? And you get depressed with yourself. What's wrong with me? Or we get angry with ourselves and we self-blame and self-punish. Do you see how the punisher-rewarder mindset really keeps us stuck? Our energy gets all caught up in a dualistic model that needs to be shaken up, and it needs to be released in order to understand how the universe really does work. Your individual consciousness is a holographic image of the universe. Think of it as a mega mirror, right? It's a mirror of the universe, and the universe is a mirror of you in relationship with you. When you set an intention and stimulate positive energy for what you want to create, but nothing happens, here's what's going on, and here's what's being reflected back. A part of yourself that is trying to protect you from getting hurt by what you want to create is holding you back. It's a subconscious belief created by a traumatic event from your childhood, past life, or in some cases, I've only seen it rarely, but it does exist, your future life. Past or future events typically show up as an event in your childhood or your youth, so you can always start there and then move through time if you feel you need to. Here's how it looks. You want to be prosperous and you affirm it every day. However, in a previous life, you were rich and you were willing to use people to make money. One of your parents or an influential adult in your life probably had a similar pattern. So you saw it, you experienced it being played out again. A part of you believes you will use and you will hurt people in order to make money. It's not clear in your field yet. So no matter how much you believe in prosperity and affirm it to the universe, God or the divine, or however you think of that ultimate power of consciousness, no matter how much you affirm it, that protectress in you is going to be very strong, and nothing happens until that protectress is addressed. Think mama bear between you and the honey. That mama bear is going to protect you and keep you safe. No matter what you think you want, she is going to protect you, so she has to be addressed. Nothing is actually wrong with you or the universe. Protective instincts are powerful, and they will override all of your intentions until you love those instincts with compassion. Then, as you love the instincts, that protective instinct, there you are. You're going to be present to the dilemma, and you can love the dilemma. And as you do, it unravels itself, and your clarity carries you into the thoughts and actions you need to take to prosper. And as you know, if you've been using the holding, that's what the holding does, right? It takes us to where our challenges feel most significant, and it helps us get in there and bring love to what is needed. The holding helps you get to a love deep and expansive enough that those strong protective instincts can finally rest and relax. When things are difficult or aren't working, it is an important time to trust in love, even when you're not seeing any evidence yet of that manifestation occurring. You could say, entrust those protective instincts to love. Those protective instincts look conspicuously like doubt and fear, or what we might call more homogeneously as limitations. Your limitations, those doubts and fears, are not your enemy. They are not what is wrong with you or needs to be fixed. They are old friends trying to take care of you. They are just working overtime. Believe it or not, it's an act of self-love. It's just off kilter. The perception needs to shift a little bit, and when it does, life opens. So the universe is reflecting back to you the amazing power of your doubts and fears, or another way to think of that is the amazing power of your protectress. Or you might even sense that as a protector. It doesn't matter. It's the sense of that protective energy, however you see it, hear it, feel it, taste it, smell it, you know, however it is for you. That protective energy is what the universe is reflecting back to you. What it's really showing you is how powerful you are. Now, we just need to turn the ship a little bit so that you're in alignment with your North Star. So here is the small shift that gets big results. When your intention isn't manifesting, or things have gotten difficult, and you're not seeing the results you want, it's your time to shine. It's your time to love your protective self with compassion and entrust her to love. Entrust the dilemma itself to love. This is one of the dilemmas of being human, with a timeline where we move through time and space. It's one of those dilemmas that comes up. It does not mean the universe is wrong. It doesn't mean the construct is wrong or that you are wrong. It means a course correction is needed because some aspect of you is in overdrive and she just needs, Mama Bear needs to rest. She just needs to know she doesn't have to work that hard, that she's really safe in this now, in this moment, she is safe. Okay, again, no one to blame. No one's getting it wrong. No one is deserving to be punished. God has not abandoned you, nor is God ignoring your desires, nor is there anyone getting it right and deserving to be rewarded because they got their prayers right and they got their energy in the right place. It does not work like that. What it is for a spiritual person on a journey in which you're developing your spiritual acumen, this is about remembering that you are loved as you are, not for what you do. That is the essence of sacred feminine energy, that you are loved as you are. Every aspect of you, including a protectress that's on overdrive. The universe is simply showing you where your energy is currently strongest. I'm going to say that again. The universe is simply showing you where your energy is currently strongest. Your protector is holding you back as a form of subconscious, unconscious often, self-care and preservation. It just needs permission to rest so that the trusting, creative, industrious part of you, those parts rather of you, get their turn to be strongest. In our holding session, I invite you to bring a dilemma with you, an area in your life where you feel like you are having a difficult time seeing results. And together, we'll hold the protectress in you that's trying to keep you safe. Remember, being positive means, in the face of difficulty, you put your trust in love. And we might take that a step further and say, you entrust your protectress to love. All right, I will see you in the holding meditation.